This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Liverpool are 7th, Spurs 5th. Only one defeat in the last 14 games for Liverpool. That was against Chelsea in the Capital One Cup, and they haven't lost at home since November. They also have Sturridge back. Whether he starts or not, we don't know, but obviously big news for them. Spurs, only one defeat domestically in this calendar year, and a good result at the weekend as well, and Harry Kane catching people's eyes all over the place. But interesting statistics for the last few meetings between these sides. In the last four meetings, Liverpool have won 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, and 3-2.
I think 6-0 then. That would have been brilliant.
Yeah. Starting with you, Derek, what do you make of this? I mean, a few people have said to me Tottenham are a big price, but Liverpool are in good form, aren't they?
Well, what's a Merseyside derby, and I don't know where Brendan Rodgers got his outstanding performance from, because it was anything but. It was probably Liverpool's worst performance for a while in that draw against Everton. Liverpool are odds on to beat a banging form Tottenham team, the same Liverpool that have failed to win in I've only won 5 of 12 games at Anfield this season, playing against teams a lot worse than Spurs. I just don't understand it. I think Tottenham 7-2, something like that, 100-30. It has to be backed. It has to be backed. I mean, Kane has been sensational for them. It'll be interesting to see if Daniel Sturridge plays. You know, people there will be comparing the two. That's if Sturridge doesn't get injured once he gets on. I was actually reading, by the way, you know, when he joined, this is a guy whose injury has scarred his career. When he moved to Liverpool, when was it? The summer before last or the one before that? He'd only just recovered from meningitis, and he said he'd picked that up. Seriously, he'd picked that up when he was delivering medals at a London school, and that was memorable because John Terry turned up in his kit for it. I've got to say, Sturridge has surprised me at Anfield. He's been sensational, but you've got to question whether he'll be fit enough to do himself justice if he starts. And all things being equal, I wouldn't say, you know, if I had to pick a winner in this game, I wouldn't. I'd pick a draw, but at the odds, Tottenham have to be the best.
Okay, Tottenham, big price then. Did you agree with that, Lee?
Yeah, on the prices, it's hard to disagree, isn't it, the way they've been playing, the way that they did it against Arsenal. You know, they're having a great season, aren't they, really, Tottenham? You know, and I think it's nice to see that the fact that, you know, the manager has... It's taken a little bit of time, I think, to get his... his tactics across to his players. But one thing that, and maybe I wish I'd picked up on it a little bit earlier, really, is that one thing that he got instilled very early, and you can look at it from the performances, is the fitness levels. Because, you know, the stats were all over Match of the Day the weekend. Don't need me to repeat them about the late goals, how many points they've picked up from scoring late goals, how many 2-1 wins they've had in this season alone. I think they've had 11 2-1 wins. They've been 11 games with 2-1 the scoreline, and they've won the majority of those 11 in their matches so far. So almost half of the games have finished 2-1, one way or the other, for Tottenham. So, you know, I think the manager's obviously, you know, getting there gradually. And the fifth, the 4 points ahead of Liverpool. And I think that it's just that man Kane, isn't it? I think while he's in the side and he's in such good form, you know, he scored, is it 10 in 9 he scored now in the Premier League? 8 of his 12 goals in the Premier League have come away from home. So when you look at the price for him to score any time in this match at 13-8, that just seems, you know, that seems daft at the minute, doesn't it? There's no reason why he should be that big a price just because he's on an away patch of grass. I suppose the only reason he should be that price is that Liverpool have now got 4 successive clean sheets in the Premier League, and that they have obviously become a much better team defensively. I think there's just been I don't mean because of the defence, I just mean the whole team has become better defensively. Hearing that there are doubts over Sterling, Coutinho and Lucas for this match, I think if any one of those three or more are missing, that could obviously damage their chances. I think more Sterling and Coutinho than Lucas, because they've got, you know, able replacements for him. I think I can see why Derek's going for the Spurs win, and I wouldn't put anyone off that, but I think I'll go for the draw. The draw on both teams to score is 16-5, and I know Liverpool have been keeping clean sheets, but, you know, I think they'll do well to hold Kane down here. He's averaging 3 shots on goal per game, and he scored 12 goals this season from, you know, 14 starts, his 6 substitute appearances. So, you know, it doesn't take him much to score goals either. That Sturridge, I was going to come on to Sturridge. I think I remember reading a stat out at the start of the season, Derek, about his how injury prone he's been. His record for Liverpool's unbelievable when you consider that, you know, how many games he's missed. You know, if you look back to going back to 2008, 2009, the website Transfermarkt, is really good for anything like, you know, injuries and goals per season going back historically. This is how many games he's missed in each season since 2008-2009. He missed 11 that season. He missed 11 in 2012-13. Sorry, 14 in that season. This following season, he missed 18. Then he's already missed 24 games this calendar year as well. I mean, it's a lot, isn't it, of games to be missing. You know, so many. If you count all those up, I mean, just to get a full season out of him is brilliant. And it is amazing that he's scored so many goals for Liverpool, given that, you know, that's how many games he's missed for them.
I know.
Sensational record, Derek. He does play, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, well, since he moved to Liverpool, at Chelsea...
38-55 he's got for Liverpool.
No, yeah. Just, at Chelsea, he was a bit par player. Liverpool, all his parts are in bits. He's just... a fully fit Sturridge. I mean, he's probably, with Aguero, the deadliest striker in the Premier League, but it's just getting him there, isn't it? You know, he's injury prone, and you don't want that in your team.
You can have on the scorers markets, you can obviously pair them up as well, the two players, if that's what you want. I mean, it wouldn't be a big surprise, would it, to see them both score. Daniel Sturridge and Harry Kane to score at any time, both of them 4-1. Wouldn't put anyone off that.
No,
it's not bad. But my main bet is going to be Kane to score at 13-8. Okay. Like it.
I've got an angle in here. I was hoping for a bigger price, but if you look at Liverpool's number of goals in the first half, it's pretty slim at the moment. In fact, they haven't scored in the first half in the last four games.
Right, yeah.
First half Liverpool goals, none, 17-20. The only problem is the price, really. It's a bit skinnier than I expected.
Yeah, even money you wanted there, didn't you, really? And that would have been a lump on. But 17-20, not that far away.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? And the way they've been playing, they've been so controlling of other teams. I think they were a bit more expansive with Everton, but I can see Tottenham sitting back here and letting Liverpool do all the work and being happy just to kind of give away possession. They've done that a lot this season, Tottenham. You've seen it's like when he was manager of Southampton. The manager isn't afraid to just give the other team the possession. I think there's something daft like 35% against in one of the away games. It might be against Arsenal even, and then they try and hit on the break, and with Kane, they've got the man who can finish and nick a goal. So, but yeah, if forced on the outrights, I'll go for the draw. But Kane to score, any time is mine.
Okay, just summarise your thoughts for us, Derek.
Tottenham at 100-30 to win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.